Hi everybody, it's Kim Hughes, and today we're going to talk about how you are going to reevaluate how you market yourself to your community, to your businesses in the community, and to your clients. And so we're going to cover several different areas, and I think they're all going to be equally important. So I hope that you'll stick around and join us for a really dive deep podcast on marketing. Welcome to the Unstoppable Real Estate Agents Podcast. I'm your host and real estate productivity expert, Kim Hughes. Join me as we focus on real strategies and implement real solutions designed for you to achieve major success in your business and life while getting you organized. So when it comes to marketing, you've got to look at several different aspects of your business. You know, it's not just put your eggs all in, you know, your eggs in one basket. It's more of making sure that you are consistent across all your platforms. Now, that's not just meaning social media. That means, you know, how do you market yourself to your past clients? How do you market yourself to new leads? You know, are they receiving your newsletter? Do they get your market stats? Do they receive all the information that you can provide them with, as well as show yourself as the authority in the market? So a couple of things that I really want you to focus on. If you already have this, this is great. But if you don't, then this will open up an opportunity for you to start implementing this into your daily business, and you'll start seeing the results. You're not going to see these results overnight. So this is not a one-time done thing. This is something that you invest your time in because it's you putting out this information. You're not depending on your brokerage or your franchise to do it for you with canned, you know, information, canned articles, and all of that. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't just let them go out just like that. If you're going to use your franchise and your broker's information, then make sure you tweak it, you know, the content, so that it comes from you and it comes from your heart, not from, you know, a million people reading the same thing, because that's just going to make them delete it and walk away. So, and not find you as a genuine authority leader in your market. So we're going to cover a couple of areas where I want you to start looking at where you need to market yourself. And that is, dive into your database, go in there and clean it up and put them in categories or groups, you know. So if you have a group of past client sellers, past client buyers, you've heard me talk about this before. It's very important that you separate these people into the right categories so that they get the right information from you. Because the last thing you want to do is send information to a buyer about selling their home. That shows that you're not engaging. So I want you to take that time and make sure that you separate that database. Then what I would like for you to do is create an email campaign or a funnel that you can use or implement that goes out to them. You know, it doesn't mean they have to get something every day, twice a day. It may be just once a month or maybe every other week. But it's something that they receive that when they open it, they are learning from that. They are learning about you. They're learning about their market. You know, it could be anything. You know, so think about that, because what I always say is that there's four different ways to market to a client. That is, and we'll just use a seller for an example. That is at the pre-listing, the listing appointment, once you have the listing, you're marketing the listing, then when you go under contract, and then after the contract. So that is building a relationship, but it's targeting what they are supposed to be getting from you at that time in their relationship with you. So what you send a past client and what you send a new client are going to be totally two different things. So you've got to map that out. You've got to map out those email sequences so that they go out at the time that they should with the information you want them to have. So to dive a little deeper real quick on that, when you have, let's say you have a seller that's under contract, and now that they have got that, now that you're under contract, you want to make sure that they get a drip sequence or an email sequence that is going to talk to them about, now that we're under contract, let's start getting ready to move. So make sure you have your boxes. Make sure you change, you know, your utilities. Make sure you cancel this or do that. Get your boxes. Hire your moving company. All the things that need to be done so that they're not rushing around at the last minute taking care of that. And I'm going to tell you, in all the years that I've been working with real estate agents in this strategy, it is amazing how just a little bit of effort in these emails that gives them that guidance, how much they appreciate it. I cannot tell you how many agents have said that clients have said, oh, I would have never thought about that. So these are things that you want your clients to do, to take action on or inform them about. So that's the first thing. Separate your database to the right categories. Create your email sequences with all your branding on it. Don't just send out an email and there's no signature, there's no branding on it, because that's the most frustrating thing anybody can get. So make sure that your email templates are branded around you and they have all the information they need on how to reach you, how to connect with you, and all the other ways like social media, etc. And then you might also want to put a little link in your email sequence that says, you know, join my newsletter. You know, if you're not getting my newsletter, click here and they will subscribe. So now what they're doing is they're not only getting their email sequences based on their need, but now they're going to start getting your monthly newsletter. And that monthly newsletter, again, is going to be coming from you. It's about you and what you're doing in the market, what the markets are doing, you know, what's the market stats, you know, what events are coming up, how to buy a home, how to sell a home, how to move up, how to empty nester. You know, you can put any kind of article in there, but then you want to add to that and make it more personal to them. So that's the other way you market. So now we have email marketing. Now you have newsletter marketing. And then you also want to focus on a community in your area, and focus on marketing to that so that you become the authority in that neighborhood. So this would require postcards. Postcards work. I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but I've seen it work. For the 25 years that I've had this business, postcard marketing does work. But where it falls short is the message that you're sending them and making them want to see what the next one is. So make sure that when you do your little postcard sequence, you're sending out maybe 8 to 10 postcards. You know, some people will say do it once a week. You know, it depends on what the market is doing, in my opinion. You know, if you're in a strong market, you know, you may want to send it every couple of weeks. If you're in a market that, you know, the sellers are hot and they're wanting to sell, then you might want to do that every week. But you could even just do it once a month, if nothing else. And you could even take your market stats, put them on the postcard, and send that out to that neighborhood every month. And invite them to join your newsletter. Invite them to your website. Invite them to connect with you on social media. So these are the ways that you can get that postcard in front of them. And I always say do a jumbo, you know, always do a jumbo. And then they will see that information. They will learn from that information that you've given them. And now you have got them over on your website. So you could do all kinds of things with your postcards. You know, you could put your market stats on the postcard, or you could put information about the market stats and say, go to my website to see the latest market stats. Now you're giving them a call of action. So now they're going over to your website. Now they're looking at the market stats. They're looking at who you are and what do you have to offer. Oh, I could subscribe here. Oh, I can get this or I can get that. And they come to you and they are now working with you on a relationship, building a relationship through your website. That's why you have to have such a great website that has all the information that they need when they come there. Okay, so keep that in mind. So now we have 4 ways to market. You're going to email market, you're going to do your newsletter, you're going to do postcards, and you're going to have a stellar website. And then you have to have a strong social media strategy. This does not mean that you have to post on social media 3 times a day and the cute little pictures and this and that. This means create a strategy that works for you, that you can send out a message to the audience that you connect with on social media that gives them that information. So when you have it just listed, of course you're going to post it. but you're going to direct everything back to your website. Blogging is a great way to drive people to your website. You can write articles. You can buy articles. You can have somebody write the articles. There's 100 ways you can get those articles created. And then when you put the link on your social media, that's driving them back to the website to read that article. And, oh, while I'm here, I'm going to see what the market stats are. Maybe I have, maybe you have your interest rates posted by your mortgage broker. So your website should be an informational website, educational and informational. So make sure you do that and invest the time to make sure that that website stays updated. And then, the social media strategy, you've got to be really careful with that, because what you post on Facebook is not going to be what you post on LinkedIn. And what you post on Pinterest is not going to be what you post on Instagram. So you've got to really understand how your social media platforms work and the audience that is there and what they're expecting from you. So take a look at that. It doesn't take long. Spend an hour just cruising through your social media platforms and create a little strategy. You know, there's a lot of YouTube videos out there on each platform and how you should work that platform. But don't make it all about real estate. It's got to be about what's going on in the community. What sport events are the schools doing? You know, what's going on with these restaurants? What's going on with, the farmers market? Things like that. That's what's going to get people to follow you on social media and engage. It's more than just a like. We want them to engage. And then on the flip side of that, you want to engage with them, meaning if you see that Susie Q is following you on Facebook and you don't know her, then you need to take a few minutes, go to her profile. Who is she? What is she doing? You know, and if there's a connection there, that there could be a relationship to be a buyer or a seller, then like her become friends, and then comment on her posts that are relevant. You know, so if there's something coming up, they're taking a trip. Oh, have a great time. I've been to Florida. It's wonderful. Make sure you visit, Joe's Crab Shack, that kind of thing. That's generic, but you get the message. So you've got to be personal with them on their platform as well as on your platform. And then the one that I will leave you with is client events. These are huge success for clients. I have been helping clients with these for years, and I have never seen one not do well and come away with, maybe not come away with a listing, but with a potential. And that's what you want. You want to build that relationship through all of these avenues to be that agent that they call and they think of when it starts talking about real estate. Okay. So now that is on the branding side. That is you marketing to, your audience. So now let's do a little quick trip down the lane of marketing your listing. So when you market a listing, the most important thing you should have is a pre-listing package and a listing presentation. You've heard me say this before. And if you have one, then go over and look at it, update it to today's market. If you don't have one, right now is the time to start building that. Canva is a great little program that you can build them in. If you need help with that, we of course offer all these services, so you can just reach out to us and let's have a conversation about it. But when it comes to marketing a listing, you have to keep in mind that it's not just your seller that has those high expectations of marketing, but it's going to be your future sellers. And it's going to be those people that are watching what's going on with that home. How is that home being marketed? What are they doing to market that home? And that's going to make you stand out in your market as the leader or the authority of, selling property. So make sure that you have a very deep strategy of how you're going to market that property. Just putting it on the MLS and having it syndicate out is okay. Everybody does it, but what makes you different? What are you going to do that's different to make your audience recognize you as well as impress your current seller, so that when this transaction closes, they're referring you out, giving you testimonials, and then they're coming back to you when they get ready to buy or sell in the future? So it's really important that you understand what your marketing strategy is when you market a home. And I mean, we could talk about that on another podcast, but that's where I want to kind of leave you right now is focus right now on how you market yourself, and then take all the platforms that I've given you and put them in place. Don't expect an overnight success. It takes nurturing and building relationships and everything else. So, but it's a tool that you implement into your business that gives you that success going forward. Because if you talk to any agent that is a successful agent, they're going to tell you consistency and being engaged and building relationships is what's going to make you a successful real estate agent. And making sure that your clients know that you're engaged in their success. Because when they succeed, you of course succeed. So, I mean, I even tell my own clients that, you know, is that I don't succeed if you don't. I'm not going to have a relationship if you don't succeed. So my interest is in your success, because mine will come as you succeed. So I'm not worried about mine, because you're going to take care of it, because I'm going to make you the star in your community. So kind of take these ideas, put them in place. Don't try to do it all overnight. You know, do one at a time. Just say maybe you do this 1 month, and then next month you do the newsletter, and then the next month you do your email sequences, and you kind of build from there. So you're not just totally overwhelmed and then burning out and then you do nothing. So I hope this was a lot for you today. I hope you walk away with a lot of tips that you can implement immediately. And any of the links that I mentioned, you know, like if you need an email sequence program, if you need anything that I've mentioned, I will link it below for you. And if there's something you have a question about, please just click on the link to schedule a call, and we'll jump on a call and answer all your questions and see what we can do to help you out. So you go out and have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.